interesting day. I stepped on a nail. It went right through my foot.
Oh.
Yeah.
That scene in Home Alone that I cannot watch.
Yeah, I stepped on a nail, and I wasn't wearing proper footwear. We're demolishing our cottage, and it was really gross. And now I am limping around like a... I don't even know what the proper word would be. My foot's all swollen. So I think I need to go get a tetanus booster within 48 hours.
Did it go in? Like through?
Yeah, it went in. It wasn't like rusty and gross, but I mean, it was still, I don't know. Do I really want to risk that? I'm going to Jasper in 4 days. I'll be there when this episode comes out. I don't want to be like...
You need the booster.
I need to get boosted. So that happened today. And then... I think people who follow me on Instagram have seen Haley and I just got a new puppy.
Mm-hmm. How's that going?
A shepherd husky. He's awesome, man. He's so smart, and we've been training him so hard. And things were like, you know, when things are going too well, you ever get mm-hmm. this? Things are going too mm-hmm. well with whatever you're doing. You're just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so she had to leave today to take Grizzly back to her family. So mm-hmm. that someone could look after him. We didn't want to put him in a kennel, and we don't need to. So we mm-hmm. have like lots of people so that someone could look after him. And he's been great all like the last 2 weeks we've had him. And then 20 minutes before she's getting ready to leave, he goes and he swallows and eats a full chipmunk. Oh. Like all in one go.
Killer.
Gross. And it wasn't alive, right? So it was dead. Oh. So I'm freaking out. I'm thinking... Well, this chipmunk clearly died from something, whether it was parasites or
stepped on a nail.
Yeah. He stepped on a nail or she stepped on a nail. Yeah. No, but it clearly died from something. I'm like, could be like rodenticides, you know?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
So I'm freaking out, right? I'm like on the phone with ASPCA on hold, like going to pay the $100 consulting fee just to like, what do I do? It's Labor Day. No one's open. I luckily messaged someone I know who's a veterinarian on Instagram. She got back to me right away. We were going to like try and make him puke with hydrogen peroxide. Just for, like, and she advised against that. So we were just, next 24 hours is just seeing if he throws up or has nasty poops excessively. And if he does, let's go to the vet. But that was my day. Stepped on a rusty nail and my new puppy swallowed a dead chipmunk whole in one gulp. And that little bugger's got some jaws, man. I was like, there's like a technique. You can grab the back of the neck and you twist. Mm-hmm. It sounds mean, but it opens a jaws. It opens a dog's jaws, typically. Mm-hmm. No dice. No dice.
Pinch between their...
Yeah?
Their back teeth. Yeah. Hmm. And that opens their mouths.
Weird. Mm-hmm. And he's so slim. Like, he's so slim and small. I'm just like, and it was afterwards, he's fine. He's staring at me with puppy dog eyes. I'm petting him, just going, ugh, there's a dead rodent inside of you.
Yeah, he was fine. He was like, this is good.
Yeah, it was tasty. He hasn't had any people food, so I don't know. That was probably a delicacy. Anyways,
we should mention
too, before we get going, you and I have been talking about doing this, getting more people listening involved with the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if people see the last episode with the 500 PX girls, I know Aaron, you couldn't join. I give you a shout out in the intro though, but if you're listening on Spotify, at least you'll see that the artwork for that particular episode is different. So what Aaron and I want to do is we want to get you listeners more involved where you can have the chance to have one of your photos be the artwork for a Photographer Mindset podcast episode that everyone will get to see. You'll get credited for it in the description and in the graphic. And what do we say? We wanted to get people to hashtag it.
Yeah.
So TPM, which stands for the Photographer Mindset, hashtag TPM artwork. And Aaron and I will cruise through that and pick photos that we think would be awesome to be a graphic artwork for the particular episode. So again, hashtag TPM. TPM artwork. Yeah, and we'll sift through those and pick cool ones, or just DM them us if you want to be extra keen.
Yeah, that was my commercial voice. Did you like that?
Do it again.
Like I just cut in. That's hashtag TPM artwork.
You sound like a Carl's Jr. ad. Yeah, so do that. And today what we're talking about is burnout, which we've talked about a lot, Aaron, but we've never... Mm-hmm. we've never really gotten into how to maximize your downtime, right? When you're stepping, when you've burnt out or you've actively stepped away from your photography practice, how to maximize your downtime, what that means so that you come back fresh, recharged, and ready to rock and roll. Cause, and it's fitting because you and I were both like, man, we're so burnt out. We got so much going on. Like, you're back to school as a guidance counselor. Mm-hmm. Your son is going back to school. Mm-hmm. The seasons are changing. We're on the East Coast. You're in Connecticut. I'm in Ontario where, you know, it's getting colder each day and we know it's going to be a long winter. Mm-hmm. So things are changing, a little bit burnt out. How are you feeling? How are you? And then I'll kind of share some of my thoughts about how I plan to maximize, I guess, or have been maximizing my my downtime.
That's good. And I want to learn from you. And I do my own things, but I'm always curious to see what people are doing. I think the first thing is analyzing and know thyself, if you will. I have little tells in my life where it's like the first step of, oh, you're overwhelmed. I typically have a very good memory. Like if I have a busy week and a bunch of things to do when I get home, I can typically remember what I need to do and maybe sometimes forget something, but pretty rarely, and just get through stuff. There's this moment when I go, oh God, I need to write that. Like I need a list. When I get to that moment of I need a list, that's the first sign of like, there's a lot going on right now.
I guess I'm overwhelmed all the time. I can't function without a list.
Maybe. But I mean, I have a mental list going, but when I need to get this on paper because I'm going to forget important things, or there's lots of important things that I can't forget, maybe that's the first sign where I'm like, oh, okay. Look, the whole life holistically, it's not just, are you burnt out from photography or music or whatever? It can be just the whole picture. And for me, this fall, what I've been feeling is at a little bit back in May where concerts were coming out and with COVID and you couldn't go to shows and whatnot, I think a lot of people, and by the show that I just went to, I mean, it was so oversold, I couldn't believe it. I think a lot of people had those, like, I want to go to every show in the fall. And just looking at the calendar with things, you know, little vacations away, shows, photo gigs, our fall getaway, the calendar just started to look very full and a little bit overwhelming. So then the trickle down effect, if it's a Thursday, and I, this is when I knew it, like there's a bobcat in my neighborhood with two kittens and it seems to be going up this small creek, right? So it's patrolling this creek. This seems to be its area. And there's been about three occasions thus far where I'm like, I could go down there and just sit for a couple hours and try to find it. But I'm like, I just can't. Like, I just don't have it in me right now. And that was like that first thing. So then going back to, okay, let's take a look at the calendar. Let's clear up some time. I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. Maybe I don't need to go to all these shows. I certainly don't need to go to two of the same concerts. You know, like I planned a weekend to see two shows. Like, let's get rid of one of those. Like those kinds of things to give yourself a little bit more breathing room to kind of reassess and readjust and take the rest that you need. Because if I'm sacrificing photography or the thing I love to get rest because everything else is so busy, maybe there's a balance issue there. So I think that's the first thing is analyzing.
I like this as a good place to start is knowing, what do you say, knowing thyself, the indicators to know when you are burning out, heading there, or already there. I think it takes a lot of self-awareness. And I think having a good level of self-awareness helps alleviate how badly you crash and burn, or maybe prevents that. So like you said, when you have these little indicators or cues where you know you're heading down that path. For me, I start making mistakes, like very dumb ones, where I'll just forget something that is like, how did you forget to do that? Or you step on a nail or something.
Chipmunk? Or no, that was your dog. Was that
my dog? Yeah, no, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Okay. But yeah, so I think I've gotten to the point where I can go, yep, I'm heading there. Like, I've got too much going on. And I know that just one of the other indicators is just how much have I been out with my camera this week? I've probably been out with my camera this week for maybe 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And on a week when I'm, you know, hot and finding wildlife and like just kind of in the zone, I'd say probably like at least 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least. Yeah. But what I was gonna say is I feel nobody is always just on a constant straight line, straight beam upwards with improvement in their mood, in their productivity. I mean, there's peaks and troughs. We always talk about the stock market. There's highs and lows. But generally, we want to always be going on the up. You know what I mean? Always improving. But there's going to be dips, highs, and some that are higher, some that are lower. I think I've gotten so used to that concept and so unattached to the land of delusion where you think it just always needs to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm so comfortable knowing that those waves come that when I am in a trough or a burnout or a creative burnout, then I'm just like, yeah, this is what's happening right now, but it always bounces back. Right. Yeah, and I've gotten to the point too where I can tell how far along in the burnout I am. So as an example, when you start getting those indicators, you haven't hit the bottom of the trough yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then there's kind of this little moment of self-loathing, like, oh, I should really be out shooting more. Like, what am I doing? Like, I can't believe this. That's should is the key word. And that's when you've kind of hit the bottom of a burnout, in my opinion. And then at least for me, now I just sit there and I'm kind of like, yeah, I've hit the bottom, which it sounds kind of weird because I'm kind of like excited about it because I know where I'm at in the cycle.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully I'm being coherent here.
Makes sense.
And that's when, you know, that's when I pick up my book on mammals or I go on Instagram and look at, you know, cool, inspiring content or we just mentioned in the last episode, 500px. I go on that all the time when I just want photography, nothing else, no memes, no comedy. I find that I start noticing more birds. Like today, I can tell I'm on the up from my burnout, still in that little like pocket of bleh, but definitely on the up. And I'm noticing all these hummingbirds around my yard, just picking them off left, right, and center with my eyes. And I know like, okay, I'm coming back. So that's kind of sort of how I have come to accept the highs and lows of the creative burnout, how to deal with it and not get so down on yourself.
Yeah. And what you said, I think is important is noticing those lulls and taking your foot off the throttle. I think the lull will be much less and you'll get out of it. It's kind of like, you know, ignoring a little rash on your arm. And if you just ignore it and do nothing, it might get bad, really bad until you finally get some medication. But if you kind of notice it early and put some ointment on it, what have you, I'm not a doctor, I don't know, but put some ointment on it quickly, take care of it, start eating better, getting more rest, whatever it is, that's going to help that heal much quicker and get back to normal. I think that's definitely part of it, like kind of releasing the pressure.
Yeah, I like your analogy, letting off the gas.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, that hustle culture, right? Like, I promised someone, the Instagram gods, that I would post 3 times a week at the minimum. And
God, I break that promise probably 3 times a month.
Take it from us. You can do that. You can post once. No one's going to forget about you. You can post no times.
And you know what's awesome too?
You can save your content. Yeah.
Tell me if you feel this way too. Sometimes when you miss a post on a day you had promised yourself you were going to, or you said you were going to, I've gotten to the point, it's like, huh, I missed the post. I must have had more important shit going on, which is pretty cool. Like that's how I look at it now, as in...
Yeah.
Social media, my world is not centered around that. Like that fills in gaps when I have time. right? So that's like a positive way to spin it for me. And I like your analogy of taking your foot off the gas, and you could literally use the analogy of driving a car down a hill. You know, if you floor it down the hill, when you get to that bottom, there's more likelihood you're going to spin out and go off the road. Mm-hmm. Whereas you can just cruise down, see that the bottom's coming, and know there's a hill coming up while you're still on your way to your destination. I think that is really, as I'm saying it, I'm making this up on the fly. As I'm saying it, that's probably the best way to describe how I try to deal with creative burnout, or it's not even really burnout right now, man. It's just kind of like other things are important, a bit overwhelming. And, you know, stuff's in the way, and that's okay.
Yeah, there's only so much time. And anything, again, it's this this should culture, or I need to do, or I have to do, which there's lots of those that you really do. You know, taking care of your children, working for your bills, you know, whatever your burnout's coming from, I think it's important to have just a compassionate conversation with yourself of like, why am I feeling this way? For me, it's not so much photography. It's every other minute has been filled with even fun things. Fun things can be stressful. I went to a Dead and Company show last night. It was one of the most stressful just nights I've had in a long time, and it shouldn't have been. Just the way it like rolled out, and you walk away from that and you're like, that was supposed to be fun, but that really like took a toll on my my chill, if you will, which is ironic at a Dead Company because people are very chill. Our Dead concert. But yeah, just taking a look at the whole picture and saying like, where is this going wrong, or where do I need to recoup, and where are the shoulds versus the I have to's or I get to's that are out there, and kind of differentiating those, I think is important.
Yeah. And you kind of said something there indirectly that I've been trying to make sure I ask myself a lot, is especially in moments of being overwhelmed, or if you're feeling slightly negative, is I like to try and just slow down, ask myself, what is this moment missing? I don't know who the person is that kind of coined that or quoted that. Maybe you know, but slowing down and saying, what is this moment missing right now, can be a very good step towards improving self-awareness as a creator and as a person in general. Because one of two things happens, at least when I ask myself, what is this moment missing? The first thing that typically happens is I realize not much is missing, because maybe I'm with good friends, I'm with good people, the sun is out, and this goes back to gratitude, right? And being grateful for things. You start to notice that things really aren't all that bad at that current moment, and that you have the resources and ability to deal with your overwhelming situation. Or the other thing that happens is something becomes very clear right away. And when that happens, it's all self-awareness. And when that happens, I am someone who works very logically. I feel better instantly because, okay, now I have, I'm back in the driver's seat, and I can come up with steps to fill that void of what is missing right now. Whether that's, okay, I'm feeling like I haven't seen people in a long time because I've been so into my work. Let's text some friends, you know, let's set up an online, I don't know, board game or whatever. I said that because we did that all throughout the pandemic. I played Settlers of Catan on my phone with friends like every day. My Catan people listening will be like driving their car off the road in excitement because it's a cult. But you know what I mean? I find that question very useful. What is this moment lacking or missing?
Yeah, no, I think that is a great question. And again, answering it with compassion is important. I think we're all very tough on ourselves, especially creators, especially artists, photographers, athletes, whatever we are. We can be very tough on ourselves if we're pushing, and the constant competition of who else is on Instagram and who's doing this. And if I'm not posting, they're going to be posting. But I think, again, that compassion, that question, The answer could be because I don't want to right now. Why am I not? What's this moment missing? Or why am I not going to shoot when I have 4 hours free tonight? The answer might be because I don't want to. I don't feel like it right now. And I think that's okay. There's no athlete that is working out every single day of the year. There's no marathon runner that's running a marathon every single day. There is rest. There is importance to taking care of yourself and taking care of, the people around you and, you know, whatnot. Even what you were saying, like, I haven't seen friends in a while, so I gotta text them. We gotta talk. Like, be careful with that too. Like I'm going to upset this person, or they're going to take it personally. I have to put my phone down and I can't call them back or text them all day long. If they're a texter that texts all day long, I can't do that right now. I don't have that space. It's not about them. It's about you sometimes. And if they can't understand that you need a break, or, you know, then maybe it's not serving you as well. So just a true, honest, compassionate conversation with yourself, I think, is a very good first step. And then how do we move through it, Seth? I guess that's the real question, right? How do you move through it?
Right.
Productively.
And I think that's what we'll do for next week's episode as a part two, is
awesome.
Kind of riding the wave, surfing through it, and I like to call it how to turn your downtime into uptime. It sounds corny, but I'll elaborate on that next week. I think this week, short little episode was just like really about self-awareness, how to know when you're in that and how to avoid getting caught into the short term and know that the peaks and troughs are normal for everyone, no matter what profession. But you know, as a creator, that just knowing that those are going to come and they're going to go and they're going to come and they're going to go, and to try and develop a level of self-awareness that is above average. So reminder, hashtag TPM artwork. Get your photo.
Hashtag TPM artwork.
There he is, the Carl's Jr. guy. Sponsored by Carl's Jr., the new Grand Bacon Cheeseburger. Available, limited time only. It's definitely not us. TPM artwork, your photo will be credited and could be a episode photo with the little photographer mindset text. It'd be really cool. And you can share it and tell people your photos on a podcast. Just looking to get people more involved because you guys are so awesome, all listening. And the feedback Aaron and I get is, at least I'll speak for myself, really motivating to keep doing these always. I do them anyways, but it's just like, it's a little bit of nitrous for all our Fast and Furious fans. Next week we'll talk about turning downtime and uptime and riding the wave. What do you think?
I'm gonna leave everyone with do you want to hear my story about the concert?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's kind of funny. It's short.
Let's do it.
I'm complaining about going to a concert, but
is this story about why it's stressful?
Just hear me out and you'll agree. You'll agree.
It's gonna be about parking, isn't it?
It is. I went to a minor league baseball game. We have a great stadium. It's pretty new in the capital of Connecticut in Hartford, the Hartford Yard Goats. A yard goat is a train yard thing, a trolley. I don't know. That's where it comes from.
A yard goat? People can't see my face, but it's disgusting. What is a yard goat?
I don't know. Look it up. God. It's interesting. Anyway, I went to a baseball game. I'm parking in this parking garage for the game. I leave the game to meet my friend for a quick dinner. We are a mile away from the stadium. We joked about walking. We should just leave our car where it is and walk to the arena. We didn't. We got in the car, and traffic to go a mile took us an hour and 15 minutes. And every lot was full, and it routed us all the way back to free parking in the lot that we were an hour and 15 minutes earlier when we said we should walk.
That's nightmare fuel.
So then we had to walk anyway after sitting in traffic for an hour and 15 minutes looking for parking.
I feel like you're telling me a bad dream.
It just sounds like one. And we're passing. If you've ever been to a Dead and Company show or a Grateful Dead show, you can imagine. I'm not judging, just the clientele. It's like out of a dream, like everyone in pajamas and long beards. And
are you sure you weren't dreaming? You sure you weren't in your bed and this is a nightmare of yours?
Maybe I didn't even go to the show. I don't even know. But we
get all the LSD you took, Aaron.
And now, yeah, I'm hoping everyone's safe. We had to prove vaccines. We had to bring our vaccine cards or a 48-hour test. So everyone there did. But I feel like this show was so oversold. Like, seas of people. And we were just crammed in there. It was a nightmare. Maybe it was a nightmare. I don't know. But that's my story.
Ugh. Well, I'm going to try and get that out of my head. Traffic is one of my bugaboos. That sucks, man. Till next time, everyone. TPM artwork, #WillCruiseThrough'Em. Peace.
Peace.